page 86. Lesson B. Events that changed the world. 1. Vocabulary and context. B. Listen to the podcast. What two broad kinds of historical change are mentioned?
Many events are said to have been world-changing, and it's not only headline writers who use this phrase. But what does it mean? In most cases, planet Earth as a whole remains the same, even after a major event such as a natural disaster. That said, a catastrophic asteroid impact millions of years ago is believed to have destroyed almost all life. An event that can genuinely be said to have been universal and world-changing. However, as a rule, even significant events have mostly local effects, and only a superficial or temporary impact on the vast majority of people outside the affected region. Perhaps it is only when we are personally affected that we describe such events as world-changing. Occasionally, events do have a profound impact, such as the revolution in travel and communications in the 20th century. For example, it was the invention of the airplane that made it possible to cross continents in a matter of hours. And it was when internet use became widespread that the world turned into a global village. These innovations brought about massive changes, and many would now consider it impossible to live without them. Equally, change can also be gradual or imperceptible. It was more than 30 years ago that scientists started alerting us to the fact that the world climate was changing, but the change was neither immediately apparent nor sudden. Events that may seem minor or insignificant, for example, slight or minute changes in average global temperatures over a number of years, can make it difficult to predict lasting or long-term effects. Generally, it is not the small things that we worry about. We react to visible or rapid change, and it is the events with immediate effects that get the headlines.